nothing. I mean, he's just hard foul, trying to take the worst teammate. I don't know. You know, I try to go help him up. Obviously, I got I just heard him hit the floor. I didn't know. Obviously, I know I hit him pretty hard, but momentum was carrying me. I think I got pushed into that direction, but you know, hard foul. I'm trying to pick him up. That's just what it is. You know, Jimmy on the floor, I'd have done the same thing, I'm sure. So, just what it is.
Caleb Martin from the Miami Heat at least gives you something to talk about from what was a blowout win for the Celtics, what should be a blowout sweep of the Miami Heat, who do not have Jimmy Butler for the entire series. But back here on the Rich Keefe Show, Fitzy joins us now. And Fitzy, did you think anything of the Caleb Martin little push into Jason Tatum?
They're not going to call a hard foul on Martin there? No, I didn't. And good evening, Rich. Good evening, audience. By the way, overdue congratulations on having the only full-length evening show before the draft party this coming Thursday night.
This is a big one. This is a big one.
A lot of people get to have that honor. Brag. You know, yesterday's game was an interesting one because it was over really even before it began. Just even a couple of minutes into the game when it was like 12-0 or 14-0, 14-2. Like, you knew they were going to go box to wire.
Yeah.
However, if the Celtics that started the game off distributing the ball really well, playing tenacious defense, looking like they knew they were the better team and they shouldn't play with their food and they should put this team away, those guys can sweep easily and it shouldn't even be or be given a second thought. Whether Rozier comes back or Jimmy Butler gets in Paul Pierce's wheelchair and magically heals his MCL. If they play with their food and screw around by getting three hungry like they did at the end of the first quarter when it got down to 3 points, Celtics may accidentally let the Heat not back into the series but win a game or two and not get the rest that they're going to need for when they either have to play Orlando or Cleveland later on. And as far as the Caleb Martin foul, like, look, he's already one of the great enemies of Celtics Nation for the way he and Gabe Vincent came from out of nowhere last year and were lights out when they had no business being above 5 to 10 point per game replacement level players. I didn't think this was that bad.
No, not as bad as, one Brian Scalabrine thought that it was.
You go ahead, the best player? I didn't like that.
So is this them trying to send a message, or is that just a dirty play?
I mean, to me, it's a dirty play. Yeah. I think anybody should look at that. Like, I think Martin should get suspended for that. That's a dirty play. You can't do that. Like, just think about that. The NBA is about the star players. The idea of winning a championship is your star players have to stay healthy. And the guy goes up and you just ram into him? That ain't basketball.
This ain't your older brother's NBA. Apparently, you can't go anywhere near the star player. Apparently, you can't touch the star player. Leave the star player alone. Let them score. Let them, you know, get their points and everything else. Nobody even bothered them. So I completely disagree with Scal. Like, Caleb Martin shouldn't be suspended for that. Like, I think, first of all, I love bad blood. I love rivalries. I love, give you something, right? Like, to play on the edge a little bit, or as a fan, to be a little bit more invested in it. Now, I think the Celtics are so much better than the Heat that I can't imagine this trips them up in any way, or it, you know, it hurts the Celtics, helps the Heat, or anything like that. But here's my working theory on it, is there's a timeout a little bit before that play occurred. Uh-huh. It was a blowout. The Celtics had their starters still on the floor.
And I don't know. That's the first thing you have to ask, though, Rich. Why is he still on the floor with a 20-point lead and a couple minutes left? Why is he on the floor?
I don't know. They all were, though. The Tatum was out there. Brown was out there, right? I think it was Derek White. Like, their whole starting lineup was out there. I don't know. Does Mazzulla not trust the bench to close out a 20-point lead, or does he not? I don't know. Or does he think he's sending a message by finishing strong with the starters? I don't know.
We're getting into, like, why was Matt Judon out there when it was 34-3 Dallas late in the fourth quarter territory?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, and it's a series too. Like, I don't know why you need to.
It's a postseason.
It's a playoff series. Like, you take them out.
These guys, all the rest they can get.
Take them out. But here's what overall my thought is: Spoelstra said something, maybe to the group, maybe to Martin individually, be like, "Hey, look, like, let's not go down without a fight," type of thing. I don't think he said go hurt him. And Caleb Martin doesn't know how to even do that. He's not Frank Brakowski. Like, he's not going to go just lay like a clothesline onto Tatum. I think, and those plays can be scary. Like, anytime a guy is like kind of up in the air and they get upended, like, you don't know how they're going to land. But I'm not suspending Caleb Martin. I'm not throwing him out of the game or anything like that. But I wonder if Spoelstra said something. Caleb Martin kind of didn't really know how to execute it, and then that's what you ended up getting.
Yeah, I mean, you can't tackle anyone from behind anymore in the NFL. Now you can't go anywhere near the stars in the NBA because they're afraid of losing them to be able to promote all the marquee matchups to come. I'm sure ABC and ESPN all had a pearl-clutching type of gasp when they saw that Embiid re-injured his knee, and that basically means that the series against the Knickerbockers is almost all but over now. And remember, last time the Heat and the Celtics played on the very same parquet at the Garden 2.0, I forget if it was Caleb Martin or Gabe Vincent, sometimes I fuse the two, whose foot Jason Tatum stepped on to roll his ankle less than a minute into game seven, which basically by all accounts ended that game before it even began.
Yeah, no, exactly. But what a difference a year makes for Caleb Martin. Last year, you're trying to figure out how can you stop this guy because he was a scoring machine. And now Scal's calling him a dirty player and wants him out of there. Going back to your point too on the, end the series as quick as possible, which I agree with. The minutes, remember 2 years ago when they were in the finals, that became a big story. And even though the team was really young, they had all these guys that like led the league in minutes. And when you're adding in the playoff minutes and everything else, I think this year they did a pretty good job. They don't have guys even in the top 10, 15. I think Tatum's actually 16th in overall minutes played this year. And then because other guys were in and out of the lineup, I think they only have a couple other guys, and then they're way down. So I feel like it's not one of those things where their starters are number one in minutes and we're going to have to be worried. I really hope that if they make it to the finals, that's not a conversation we have this time around. Let's go, look at the minutes.
Right. If there's one thing that maybe we will be praising Joe Mazzulla for come conference finals or hopefully NBA finals time, it'll be that there was lots of proper load management this year. Al Horford played fewer minutes than last year. You rested Porzingis plentifully when Drew Holiday had some dead arm and some issues. You gave him time off. You didn't tax your stars as well. And that's great and all, but that goes back to, so why were they in at the end of a 20-point game with like 3 minutes left last night? Like, I understand the Green Hornet wasn't there last night, but like everybody, like that should have been Scribini City out there just, finishing the game. And it's all about being on to Wednesday night, not Jason Tilly. That's like Gronk broke his arm in 2012 because he was one of the guys on extra point duty. Like what are we doing out there? What is this? Why are we doing this?
Yeah, I don't really understand that either. I mean, they were up by, was it 32 to start the fourth quarter, and yet the only eight guys that played were the guys that played early, right? Off the bench, I think it was just Pritchard, Horford, and Hauser were the only guys that played in the whole thing. They were up by as many as 34. Let's go to the phone, 617-779-7937. Also, still no word yet on who the starting goaltender will be for the Bruins tonight.
Wait, are we still doing this?
I don't see. They haven't announced it. I got Nessunon in here. They're showing the hallway. It's just a couple of guys there. No goaltender yet. I think we're probably going to get it pretty soon. But
The Bet du jour comes up at 6:45, I believe, every night on the Rich Keefe Show here.
That's
at
correct.
WEEI. Should we put some? I'd say Ullmark.
I'd say Ullmark as well. I think it's got to be Ullmark.
Stiz, you got a bet on this one?
Stiz, how do you feel? Feeling
Sway, man.
Sway, man. He did have a nice performance in game one.